The death toll from Wednesday's earthquake in Indonesia has now passed 770 people. The number of dead from the 7.6 magnitude earthquake off Sumatra Island is, however, expected to rise further as rescuers continue to dig through the rubble of the city of Padang, which has a nearly 1 million residents. Yeni Suryani is working at the Jakarta office of the Catholic Relief Services. She spoke to Charles Collins about the relief efforts in Padang.
In certain areas outside of the cities, yes. That's also the report that we receive from the local government and also from the network here in Jakarta. But getting access to the city of Padang and Pariaman is still possible, although all the flights from Jakarta are fully booked for the next 48 hours. Certain villages outside of the city are hard to get. The access was cut off because the road was damaged. And also there's area between Padang and Bukit Tinggi where the government has to close because the earthquake already triggered landslides in that area.
When people hear the word earthquake in Indonesia, they think back to the tsunami of 2004. People said
right.
in the country that they were going to change the way they did things, that the disaster response would be better. Is the disaster response better now?
It seems like it's much better right now in many areas. This morning, the central government already sent food and other relief items to the area using military aircraft from Jakarta. And they are also sending six ministries to observe the area. And government already issued an announcement that they are providing 100 billion rupiah for response.